Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. This is episode number 31, and I'm your co-host, Darren. And I'm joined by the other co-host of this great podcast, Danielle. Danielle, it's good to be with you.
You as well, Darren. It's great to be here.
Yeah, excited to be here. Episode 31, I can't believe we're 31 episodes into this podcast already, so it's kind of exciting. Well, today we are going to be talking about a topic that we've kind of, you hear us talk about often. You've probably seen us mix this in with some other podcast episodes, as well as even in our Facebook and Instagram posts. And so the topic that we're going to be covering today is the importance of using professionals. It's something that we believe strongly in, that a lot of entrepreneurs maybe feel that they can go it alone. They can do their own thing. They really don't need to get professionals involved. And just not even speaking from my experience as a professional, but just seeing it happen often, we truly feel that that is something that a lot of entrepreneurs miss and fail to see, is why you need to involve professionals, why it's so important. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Isn't that exciting?
As always, Darren, yes. No, and I think it's truly important to really understand the right people to partner with and surround yourself with.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, hopefully, my goal with this episode, or our goal in general, is to help you see why you would need to involve professionals. Yes, there is that cost. There's always that cost. And I know everybody's trying to save the dollar every once in a while, but as we'll talk about some experiences and stories that I can share, is oftentimes that cost is very minimal to the cost that will happen when you don't involve the right professionals. And so that's my hope, is you come away with this scene why in using professionals is important, and maybe when those times are that you need to use them really in particular. So let's dive into this topic here. What do we mean by professionals, Danielle? When we say professionals, what are we referring to? Who are we referring to?
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's really those people that we want to partner with in our business that are going to help us really kind of see the bigger picture, fill in the holes where we don't have the expertise. It's people like your CPA, your accountant, your bookkeeper, your attorney, your banker, your insurance, you know, provider, somebody that can help you with marketing to gain more clients, customers, make more sales, and potentially a business coach, a business mentor, somebody that's done what you want to do before you've done it and has maybe a streamlined approach, a specific process, whatever it is, that can really help you get to your end goal.
Yeah, so like you said, this is your team of people that are going to help you achieve your success and are going to help you be better at your business, at your what you're doing, than you would be without them. And so, yeah, this is a great group of individuals that you've referenced. There's others out there, and possibly that you may need. I mean, financial planner, if you're to that point in your business and situation where you need some of that, I would throw them into the mix. But we're really speaking about those professionals that can help you be successful. And so you've got a great list there, Danielle, and of what we would say professionals.
Right. And, you know, it's like we said before, Darren, you know, as business owners, we tend to think that we can do everything, that we can do it all. And we can do it all of the time. And we tend to not see the blind spots that can hit us along the way if we do try to do it all ourselves. So Darren, why is it that we would need to use these professionals?
You know, that's a good question, because you brought up a good point right there, is when we feel oftentimes either by necessity or just this innate sense that I can do everything. When I say necessity, meaning that, you know, money's tight or whatever, I feel, oh, I need to do all this on my own. I want to save a little bit of money. And so we have that feeling that we just go and we'll just do everything. Well, the problem with that is just like you said, is if there's a blind spot or if there's something we're missing, We're not going to know it until somebody that is experienced in that area can come in and tell us what we've missed. And so that's, I think, one thing to understand is when we try to go alone, we cannot see everything and we're going to miss stuff. But there's even more, as I think about that question, there's more even unique situations where I would say when we need to use them and why they're so important. One would be, obviously, if you're dealing with a legal issue or something, contracts, other things, I can tell you right now, involving an attorney could save you a lot of money. It can save you a ton of money. Yes, they're going to cost money to have to review contracts and different things like that. But you want to know what you're signing before you get into it, because on the back end, when things go wrong, well, now you've signed a document that potentially you're in the hot seat for a lot of different issues that you did not realize that you were going to be in the hot seat for. And it may cost you a lot more money to figure that out and get out of it potentially. And so I would say definitely if you're involved, if you're signing legal documents, you're getting involved in that, you want to get an attorney involved. Obviously on the insurance side, you know, if you need to just have someone that can get you the right, make sure you're getting the right coverage. I mean, we could get very specific in these areas, like on the accounting or the CPA side. I can tell you right now, most people don't know the tax laws or the right way to set up your financial books to get you the right reporting that you need. And so, again, I mean, we could go on and on and on about the different times. And I think maybe sum it up like this. If you're a little uncomfortable or not 100% sure, that might be a good indication. Mm-hmm. It's time to get a professional involved to help you get through that and help you understand what it is that you're trying to achieve. And so if there's that little feeling in your gut that it's like, oh, I don't know about this. And yeah, I know everybody's going to say, well, I'll just power through it. Well, listen to it for at least a few minutes and decide at that point. If you feel like you can power through it, great. But I'm going to tell you, you really probably should listen very strongly to those feelings that you have of, oh, I'm not 100% sure what I'm doing here. That's about the time you should probably get a professional involved to help you.
Or at least maybe stop and think about, okay, if I power through this, what risks am I taking and how much is it going to cost me, you know, for those risks? And maybe do a cost benefit analysis real quick, you know, if you're trying to decide if you do take the plunge and, you know, partner with a professional, you know, check your gut first and then maybe do a quick cost benefit analysis to say, okay, what am I giving up if I don't move forward with a professional?
Yeah. And another thing too, is it gets to the point where as we try to do things all on our own, it's overwhelming. We get burned out. Mm-hmm. We're so just, you get caught in the weeds. I'm going to say it. You're going to get right. Really, you know, do. You get caught in the weeds and you can't, what is that saying? You can't see the forest amongst the trees. Mm-hmm. Or however that goes. And so you're just so in the details and you can't understand it. You're overwhelmed. You're missing out on things maybe with your family or whatever. Okay, now I'm going to say you're probably hit that point where, or well past the point, of needing a professional in your life at some point, somewhere. One of these, you know, as we've talked about, attorney, CPA, banker, insurance, marketing. Some of them don't cost anything. Bankers, insurance guys, you know, they're selling a product or whatever, so there's not a lot of cost there. So yeah, get those people lined up right away. Others do cost by the hour or whatever or something, but don't wait till burnout to start getting professionals involved. It might be a little late for that.
Yeah, I think there's just an intrinsic cost there, right? When we just push so hard and we hit that burnout wall, it takes a while to come back from that. I mean, number one, it takes a while to realize that we need help. And then it takes a while for us to get over our pride to go ask for the help. And then we got to find the right help. So, I mean, it's just, I think the idea is we encourage everybody to think ahead of that and make sure that you don't ever have to hit that wall. And surround yourself with the right people up front that can really just help you stay in your lane of genius, and everybody else can, you know, be in theirs to help you move forward.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it too, if you're spending a whole lot of time researching and trying to understand, okay, what is, how do I deal with this particular issue or problem that you're facing? Well, that could be time spent growing your business, generating more revenue, doing other things. And so again, you said a cost benefit analysis. You got to look at that. And sometimes you just got to put your hands up and say, yep, it's going to cost me some money. I got to go do it. But it's going to help me stay focused on what I'm good at in my business. Mm-hmm. And right. So that's very important. And we use professionals. I use professionals. I involve attorneys in my business. It's so important. Bankers, insurance people. I can't do it. I have to get others involved. And yeah. So I wish I knew everything, but I don't.
Yeah. And you know what? I wish I didn't know everything, Darren.
That's funny.
I'm like, there's benefit to not knowing all of that and being able to just focus your brain power on what you're good at.
Yeah.
So it's tiring to try and figure out and do it all is. That research on all that other stuff.
It is.
Yeah. So Darren, how do we go about finding the right professionals for us?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think the first thing, especially with certain professionals, well, I think with all of them, I think the biggest thing you need to sit down and realize when you go meet with a professional, hopefully maybe you're doing it based upon recommendations, you know, you're reaching out and saying, who would you recommend? But that's only part of it. The next part is when you meet with them, you're interviewing them. It's almost like you're interviewing somebody as an employee. You're interviewing them saying, hey, you're going to be a part of my team. I need to understand more about you and about what you do and how you do it. And so maybe some of the questions you should be asking them is, what experience do you have with my particular type of business? What experience do you have with my particular type of industry that I'm in? Another question that you could ask is, you know, try to understand how their philosophy of the way they, you know, approach issues and the way they approach things matches with kind of your philosophy. It doesn't have to be a perfect match. Sometimes having someone that maybe thinks a little differently than you is okay, but just make sure at the end of the day that you're comfortable with that kind of approach. If you've got the guy in the back alley that's saying, hey, you know, check this out, I can get you all this, and just don't tell anybody about it. If that's, hopefully that's uncomfortable to everyone, but if that's uncomfortable to you, then, you know, maybe you need to reconsider using that particular person, you know, Cousin Vinny on the, you know, whatever, whoever he might be helping you. So those are some good questions to ask. The other one is get their expertise. How long they've been involved in the business or doing what they do. And, you know, I think even a fun question to ask them is, why do they feel like they can bring value to what you're trying to accomplish? What do they feel like they can bring to the table?
Absolutely. No, I think that's a great question. And, you know, on certain professionals, Darren, I would add that, you know, ask them for case studies. Do they have client case studies that, you know, can help really provide the evidence of that value that they bring to the table?
Yeah. And then another one, if you're dealing with a specific issue, a legal issue, a tax issue, an accounting issue, an insurance issue, and a marketing issue, make sure that they have specific expertise in that area or in that particular, with that particular issue. Let me give you an example, a story that I ran into. I had some clients come to me, new clients. Sat down, said, hey, we met with an attorney, and I don't want to get into all of the details and bore you all to death and all the details of what took place. But bottom line is they'd owned a building, somebody had sold it to them, things kind of went bad. They had a loan from a bank as well as from this person that had sold them the building originally, if I remember right. Or no, they had two different loans, but one of the banks went and secured the debt, and then they got behind on the payments. Well, they were going to foreclose on them. The original sellers found out, oh my gosh, hey, we don't want to lose this. This is, you know, we wanted to sell it to you because you're a family friend or whatever. Long story short, they went to an attorney to draft up a sale to basically have their original sellers buy back the building, take over all the loans, take all over all the debt. And in the document, the attorney, who was not a tax attorney, had no experience in tax law, wrote, this will have no tax implications.
No.
great. I didn't know you could draft a document that just, you know, completely violates the law and says, yeah, you have to just ignore all the tax implications. When in reality, there was significant tax implications involved that they did not realize. And so when I talk about making sure when you approach somebody that they have specific, on a specific issue, make sure they have specific expertise that would have avoided them, would have helped them avoid a lot of headache, a lot of trouble. It may not have, the situation may not have changed a whole lot. They may still had to have gone through with it, but at least they would have gone through with the deal with eyes wide open instead of believing that everything was okay. And then when they hired our firm to come in and look, and we looked at it, and myself and a bunch of other very smart people looked it over, were like, no, 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 this is a huge tax implication. And we're not talking like, you know, $1,000 here. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars. And they're just, they didn't have the money. And so, boy, I mean, that's just a perfect example of why when you hire professionals, make sure they're experienced in what you're dealing with. Yeah. But you're going to get in trouble.
Well, I would even say, I mean, on some of these key ones, like your attorney and your CPA, and they need to be able to communicate together, right? And know that it's not an isolated conversation, that when you run into these problems, you've got to involve everybody and make sure everybody's communicating together on that particular issue.
Exactly. Another story. Just happened yesterday, actually. A good story. Met with some clients. We were talking about wanting to set up a retirement account for their business. And I had some ideas of, you know, that I'd been talking to them about. And I said, we need to get a person that's a financial planner involved in this that knows the different plans and can provide some additional insight onto these plans. Because I don't know all of the ins and outs of all of these plans. I knew I needed someone, another professional. So they got another professional to come in. We sat down and I was thinking we were going to go this one direction. And he said, well, hey, you know, I'm not 100% on that. Let's talk about this other direction we can go. And he started going through all the different possibilities of going this other direction, why it was more beneficial, why it was going to help him, how they could structure it and do all this stuff. And I'm like, that sounds great. Let's do it. Let's go. Because again, there's, like you just said, professionals working together. You know, my clients paid me for my time, or are going to pay me for my time. I was there. They're going to pay for the cost to get this retirement plan set up to the financial planner, and how they pay their fees later, you know, that's all going to be worked out with the plan documents. So it's going to cost money. But the savings that they're going to find is going to be well above that. It's going to be money well spent, I guess is what I should say. And that, again, just having professionals communicate is so important, because I don't know everything. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know everything,
right.
But together we were able to come up with a great solution for this particular client, and it's going to be awesome for him. And so I love that. I mean, again, they could have gone a different direction, tried to do this all on their own. Could have worked, more than likely wouldn't have worked, and it would have cost them a lot of money at the end of the day to try to fix it. And so just a cool story.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we know, we always like those positive stories, right? And the collaboration, yeah, it always usually ends up with a better result.
Yeah.
Than trying to do it in an isolated tank, if you will.
Exactly. So. Yep. Let me ask you a question, Danielle.
Okay.
And maybe you're going to ask me this back, but let's talk about this. Let's talk about, because I know some people are like, oh, okay, I've got a brother who's an attorney, or a brother who's a banker, or a sister who's a CPA, or some family friend somewhere that I know that I can use. Let's talk about that. What do you think, that's appropriate? Or should you steer away from that? Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, that's an interesting conversation, right? But it's a well-known, I mean, that's usually what the first thing people do is like, who do I know?
Mm-hmm.
And is there somebody that can give it to me a little bit? I mean, because let's face it, we're in the beginning, we're all trying to bootstrap this, right? Or saving costs or where we can. And so it's like, okay, who do I know that can give me a good deal on this service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Uncle Vinny? Is it is it my wife that can do the payroll? You know, who is it that I know? And so, you know, Darren and I, you and I have talked about this quite a bit, but it's always good to have you know, we talk about this network of people that you need to have in your business, but there's also important boundaries that you have to put in place when it comes to family or close family friends, right? Because number one, your family and your close friends, that's what they are, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, we've heard many, many stories of friends that have gone into business together and then it just goes south.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it ends their friendship. So that's why those boundaries are important. I think, you know, we talk about even in one of our courses, there's this idea of setting up the role for the individuals and the expectations and setting boundaries around that that don't cross the line of you're my family or you're my friend. This is, you know, right now you're my lawyer. Right now you're my, you know, insurance broker. And we're going to do this relationship on a professional basis and leave our friendship aside. So I know you have lots of thoughts around that, Darren. So what else do you want to add to that?
Well, yeah, and no, you're absolutely right. It's so important to establish these roles and understand them and make sure they're understood up front. Because I love what you said earlier about, you know, your close friends and your family. Well, that's what they really are to start with. And I guess what I would say or add to that is, the most important thing, at least for me, is that relationship is more important than a professional relationship. And in a professional relationship, especially if you're dealing with someone that's going to have to tell you something you may not want to hear, mm-hmm. or that what you're doing is maybe not the right way to do it, that can ruin relationships. So I guess I would just say this. When you approach a family friend or something like that, if that is understood up front, hopefully that professional is saying, hey, I'm happy to do this, but you may hear things you don't want to hear from me. I don't want that to ruin the relationship. And if you feel that that will ruin the relationship, just because each person kind of understands how that relationship is, and you feel it's going to ruin it, then I would say stay away from it. Stay away from that. Ask them to provide recommendations, because they probably should know people. And if they're like, well, why don't I just do it? You tell them that. You say, hey, I cherish our relationship as friends or as a family member or as whatever more than I cherish having a business relationship with you, because that means more to me than the potential of ruining it if we disagree on something. So make sure that that's understood up front. And those roles, like you said, Danielle, are well established. And the other thing I would say, if you do decide to go with a family friend or a family member, make sure that at family functions or friend get-togethers or whatever, leave the hats, that relationship, leave it at the door. Check it at the door. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about it. You're there for a family function or a friend experience. Leave it at that. You don't need to dig up, oh, well, yeah, I really was kind of ticked about what you said about the other day on the phone about this. No, check it at the door. Leave those hats at the door and put on your friend hats and be friends.
That's great advice. Members. Yeah, I love that advice, Darren.
Because I've seen it, and you've probably seen it too, Danielle, is when those relationships, money or whatever, hurt feelings get involved, oh my goodness, things go south. And it's sad. It's unfortunate. And it just, you know, make sure that that's understood up front. And more often than not, I would probably encourage you to steer away from family and friends. But if you want to do it, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think that's good advice. So, well, Darren, I think that's, you know, is there anything else we missed that we want to make sure we share with the audience? And I think I would just reiterate, you know, that really it's about surrounding yourself with the right people, creating a team. For me, it's creating that core team that you need to be able to run your business successful, you can partner with and feel confident in the decisions that you're making.
No, I think that's absolutely right. It reminds me of a book I read, and it's been years ago, talking about Jack Welch. I don't know if many of you know who Jack Welch is, but he was the CEO of, I believe it was GE at the time. So back in the day, GE, very successful company. He was leading a very profitable and very large business in America. And one of the things that somebody said, they were like, he's not really the smartest guy. And he admits it. If I'm remembering this right, he admits he wasn't the smartest guy. But what he did was surrounded himself with very smart people. people. And I think that applies here. We may not have a team of vice presidents and CFOs and employees and other things that, you know, as an entrepreneur, we can surround ourselves with. If we do, great, do that. But we can find a team of professionals that we can do that with and surround ourselves with smart people to help us be smarter and be more successful than we could do it on our own. So I thought, you know, that's one other thing. And the last thing I would say is, you know, people are probably saying, well, what about cost? Cost, cost, cost. Well, ask all these professionals, ask them up front. Hey, what's your cost for me doing business with you? What is there a deal we can work out? Is there something that we can work out and as far as making this relationship successful? Because it can be expensive. And so make sure, I guess, forgot to mention that back about how we find the right one for you. You know, always ask about cost up front. Make sure that that's something you ask about. So you know, there's no surprises at the end of the day. So that's what I would add. That's what I would say. So hopefully this has been good. Danielle, anything else before we wrap this up?
Nope, I think that we got it all.
Yeah, no, great. Well, so again, everyone, hopefully you understand what we're getting at with this is the importance of using professionals. We feel that it'll save you more money in the long run if you surround yourself with the right professionals. And so we really enjoyed bringing this episode of basically why professionals are so important. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, then we'd ask you to reach out to our email at everydayjoe@ascent101.com. That's where we will get your questions, and then we're going to be hosting a quarterly Q&A session with our good buddy Everyday Joe to go over any of our listeners' questions. So if you have any questions, please go to that email. It'll be in the podcast show notes, and so you can check it out there. In addition, if you are at that point where you're like, hey, I'm ready to start my business, or I need a little help understanding a little bit more about my business, then we're going to direct you to our course, which is called the Business Startup Blueprint. Just about said that wrong. Business Startup Blueprint. That course is so awesome. It walks through all of the stuff, yes, about startup and about what you need to do as it relates to starting your business. But there's other information in there that I think is so valuable. We talk about, you know, your accounting systems and why they're so important, why you need to be consistent in your reporting. We talk about hiring employees. We talk about, you know, just best practices for running your business. We talk about the legal entities and everything about those in that course. And it's once you sign up for that course, it's yours. There's no unlimited access anywhere, anytime. We've got great handouts. We've got great extra bonus features in that course that you can check out. Danielle, anything else I'm missing with this course? And so, you know, we just got some great stuff with that course. So make sure you check that out. It's the Business Startup Blueprint at startupempowered.com. And that link will be in the podcast show notes. And so until next time, everyone, make sure you check out our Instagram and Facebook pages. We've got a lot of stuff going on there. And again, leave us any questions at that email I mentioned earlier. But until next time, everyone, we want to wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.